Thanks for downloading ThistlePod. I'm Fiona Ritchie, and we're heading back into our NPR programme archive to remember some of the great visits we've enjoyed with artists who helped define the sound of today's roots music. This time, Kate Rusby.
My parents, you know, both sing and play. My dad plays banjo and mandolin and things, and my mum plays accordion. And as I say, they both sing. So when we were kids, it was a way of stopping us fighting in the car. That's where it started off, really. So they used to teach us all these songs that, you know, people say, why did I never kind of rebel against the music that my parents loved, you know, which is what most kids do. But it was never really forced on us. It was always really good fun to learn these songs, you know, and it wasn't until I was like, I don't know, 14 or something, that I actually thought, blimey, I can know all these songs that nobody else at school knows, you know, and realised it was quite a special thing then. But it was just always a part of the family, you know. It was really, really nice.
Maybe that explains why also that you sing your songs in your own natural voice. I mean, there can't be that many singers from Barnsley or from Yorkshire who actually sing with voices that clearly we can locate in that area. Most people from the north of England, if they were singing a song, might sound like they were from Detroit or somewhere.
Yes.
Did it ever? So there was never a conscious decision on your part to sing in your own natural accent?
No, because I'd already been singing, you know, since I was 2 or 3. You know, I wasn't really influenced at all when I first started listening and singing and playing music. I wasn't influenced by what was happening in the pop charts, which is what most kids my age, or when I got to 14 or something, were listening to. So if they sung a song, whatever song it would be, even if it was like Jingle Bells or something like that, it would have this funny mid-Atlantic accent, you know. And it is a thing that I've never been able to understand, and I still don't now, you know, why people put on different accents when they sing. But it's just because that's the way I've heard songs sung, really, from my parents first off. So that was just how they were sung. You sing as you speak, really. And also I feel, you know, if I did ever think about putting on a different accent to sing, I'm sure it would be a joke, but if I did, it kind of wouldn't be real, and it wouldn't be true to me feeling what was happening in the song, you know, because the songs are quite passionate and quite, you know, involved really with the characters and the storytelling and all that, and you kind of do get lost in it, really. And I think if, you know, there was a bit of fakeness about it, I think people would switch off and wouldn't really listen as much as if you were just involved in it as yourself.
Young James, he has gone to the sea, and he promised he'd come back for me. My parents, they say, he ran away with another, but true to his word he will be. Oh, and any day now when that ship comes in, we will walk hand in hand from the shore. The people will see that ship comes in, because then it will leave me no more. If falls unto me, then I'll rue if my parents' cruel tale it was true. And the one I love best above all the rest has another. Well, then I know not what I'd do. Oh, and any day now when that ship comes in, they say he ran away with
I actually come from a quite small town, really, called Barnsley, which is an old coal mining town, and they've closed the all the mines down now, really, you know. But the area is just fantastic. The people are just amazing. Wherever I've toured all around the world, you know, I've never met a bunch of more honest, hard-working people, you know, really. And that's just been bred into us a lot, you know. We'll kind of go out and just keep working and keep working because that's what you do, you know. I've always had this thing in my head that if I ever win the lottery, I'll be lost because you'll not have a goal in life because you're working all the time, you know. So I kind of always think no, but my dad says no, buy them tickets because I'll have it. I'm like, oh, all right then, go on. He deserves it. He's been working longer than me.
From our radio archives, Kate Rusby. Her latest, Make the Light, is on Pure Records. At thistleradio.com, you'll find a playlist of this Thistle Pod. NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock airs radio like this each week. Find out how to tune in to public radio or hear an audio stream at our website, thistleradio.com. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Thanks for joining me.